תורה למד חץ, תורה למד חץ, סטיל פרט ב', רוח שרה עושה דברו. ברוח שרה זה that storm wind been created by the power of speech means the bad words that the person is saying with his mouth when he's falling. Tavat Ni'uf, the last for women. Even though it's not written here in the Likutei Moharan in that Torah, it's written in a different place. That Rabbeinu is bringing that the first letters of the words Hashem Sfatai Tiftach is the first letters Aleph, Shin, and Taf. It means Eshet, it's a wife. When a man got Ahava to his wife, lust for his wife, even worse if he's got Chas V'Shalom, Ahava for other women, Chas V'Shalom. But if a person even have only Ahava, lust for his wife, already he loses the power of Tefillah. He loses Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. This is it, he cannot pray. Means that as much as you work on your Ahavat Ni'uf to go out from lust for women and to be clean, this is how much you're going to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. And like that Rabbeinu is saying, that Ikar HaChibur, main connection to Hashem Yitbarach, is through the prayers. When Borei Olam is telling us in the Holy Torah the secret of Kedusha, of holiness, it's when Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, now tell all of the people to go back to their tents. And Rabbeinu told us to be with their wives. It's okay, they allow, because a few days before they were Purushim, separated, they were pure, they prepared themselves for Ma'amad Kabbalat HaTorah, receiving the Torah. But now after they received the Torah, it was okay to go back to be with their wives. Vata, and you, Hashem is saying to Moshe, Amod Imadi, stand here with me. And we learn, En Amida Ela Tefillah. That the fact that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, stand, and pray. All of the holiness, all of the purity depends in the tefillot, in the prayers. Only in that. And it doesn't have to be prayers on Kedusha. Every time you pray, you purify. Every time you connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is fire. Hashem is fire. And that fire is purifying you. You've been contaminated in fire of lusts and desires. That you were flame of fire, torch of fire for desires of this world. Every woman you saw, Mama, she wanted to look at her more and to think about her and to smell her and Chas Shalom to touch her, and things that every person with a little bit of common sense will, if you would hear your thoughts, that someone else would speak those thoughts, you would put him behind bars, no doubt. If you would hear someone talk what did you think, you would throw him to prison. You wouldn't let him go free. You wouldn't let him be the father of your children. You wouldn't let him be the husband of your wife, for sure. You wouldn't let him go near your friends, your relatives. You wouldn't let him. Because that person is a machine. He's a maniac. He's crazy. He's a sugar. Rabbeinu is saying that insanity is coming from Ta'avat Ni'uf, Ta'avat Nashim, lust for women. Makes the person mishuga. What's your connection with that woman? What you have with her? Who is she for you? And I'm talking about your wife. I'm not talking about other foreign women, women of your friends, women of other Bnei Israel, brothers, sisters. I'm not talking about that. Your wife. Who is she for you? This is something that every person, if we're full, so we can take it as a rebuke. But I take those things for an observation. to look at myself. I'm taking those things and I'm going with it to the field. I'm checking what's going on in my mind. Who am I? What's going on? When I'm thinking about my wife, what am I thinking about her? When you think about your wife, what do you think about her? Is she your slave? She needs to neshamesh otcha, to serve you, to worship you, to idolize you, to be there for you, to pleasure you, to satisfy you. Who? So, okay, if this is her, so who are you? So disgusting. It's not what that we're saying in the Ketubah when we married our wives. We said, Afarnes, Veokir, Vachabed, Vachalkel, Vazon, I'm going to respect you, I'm going to give you food and respect and honor, I'm going to love you, I'm going to cover you. Cover you? You want to undress her, you don't want to cover her. Rabbi Yochanan Karalemane Mechabduta, Rabbi Yochanan called the coverings, the outfits, the clothes, honor. An honorable person, it's a person that God Gufiya undershirt, and he's got tzitzit, and on top of that he's got a nice shirt, and on that he's got a vest, and he's got a jacket, and in the winter he's got a coat, and he's got a scarf, and he's got a hat, and he's got nice, he's got pants, and he's got clothes. An honorable woman, it's a, she know how to dress, not to chas shalom. Women that are not dressed and women that are going naked in this, they're so far from being honorable, almost prostitutes. She gives out everything, so she doesn't have pnimiyut. If why those poor women are doing that? Because they never been respected in their lives. No one honored them. No one told them, you're important, you're so wise, you're so nice, you're so charming, mamash, you have such an amazing sense of humor. So she feels so empty, so nothing, that she have to have something, because the women's inner power is coming from how much respect they receive. Kol kvuda bat melech pnima. The daughter of the king, she lives on honor. That's her battery. This is her battery. She receives honor, and in that she depends. This is her chamtzan, oxygen. This is her oxygen. Rav Shalom said once, a compliment to a woman, it's more important than air supply. She rather not to breathe and to know that she's good and to know that she's okay. She rather to work like a donkey and to run like a horse and to plow like a bull and not to care about herself at all if she knows that people respect what that she do. That her husband care about what that she do. He's sensitive enough to tell her thank you, to see, I appreciate what that you done. But if not, she cannot live. And when you say bad rebukes, bad comments, you're just cracking her soul. You're insulting her. And then you're so naive and you say, hey, well, what have I done? I said one word. For you, it's one word. But you stabbed her right to the heart with that one word. Because her heart depends on your honor. And when you dishonor her, when you told her that she's bad, that she's done something wrong, so immediately you shaked everything that she's standing on. All of her stability depends in to be good and to be honored and to know that people appreciate her. And what it. So now you have a woman, you have a wife, Hashem helped you. You need to see how to cover her. If you have that thought for a moment, how chas shalom, to take your clothes off, you disrespect her in the worst way of them all. And you can never imagine what you've done to her soul. Because she can cooperate, she can smile to you, she can do whatever she feels that's going to be good for her to do, because she's stuck in that kind of life. But the truth is that the mitzvah of being with your wife, it's mitzvat onah. It's a mitzvah that depends in a certain time. Which time? Hair time, or natah, when it's hair time. You're not allowed to bring that time. If you're bringing that time, you're forcing her to do something that she's not ready. She don't want it. It's not coming from her. It's not a mitzvah. And Rav Shalom said, the person that have lust for women for sure is violating, breaking, and Chas Shalom, breaking that rule of Bnei Anusa. He's raping his wife. Bnei Anusa. His children gonna come to this world out of rape. Because you forced her. Okay, you haven't beaten her, you haven't slapped her, you didn't curse her, you didn't, I don't know what, okay. But it doesn't still, it doesn't say that you haven't forced her. It doesn't mean that you haven't forced her to be with you. And if you forced her, and if she doesn't want it, she didn't want it, with a complete heart, 100%. I'm not talking about 80% that it's good, it's not good. It's horrible. Because to have inside of you those 20% that you forced someone to be with you, so who are you? Jewish, for sure you're not. A human being, for sure you're not. Sensitive, caring, loving, all of those are foreign concepts for you. You don't know them. You don't know what it means at all. If you have that point inside of yourself that you can be so not sensitive, Lazulat, to your wife, to the one that runs for you, that washes the dishes for you, that cleans the house for you, that respects you, that she's suffering all of who that you are, and she's ready to accept you as you are, and she lives and shares the space with you, the house, and she was ready to bring children to the world with you, and now you force her for your ta'avot. Rav Shalom said those things. He said, you make your wife to be like your toilet. You use her for your needs. You have needs, and you use your wife now for your needs. Your wife, the one that you chose to spend your life with her, she's not your toilet. I know it's hard, but we need to do tshuva. We're not allowed to allow ourselves to be who that we are, who that our body claims to be, who that we feel that. You want to be close to Hashem? Kadoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani, Elokeim shel ele sone zima. Hashem hates that thing. Lust for women, Hashem hates it. How it calls adultery, how it calls immorality. Hashem hates it. It's the only place that it's written that Hashem soneh, that Hashem hates it. And you love it so much. So this is your distance from Hashem. This is exactly your distance from Hashem. You need, like David HaMelech is saying, I love who that you love, I hate who that you hate. And this is David HaMelech. David HaMelech was so clean. So clean, so clean. A clean person is Zeo Gibor, who is a hero, a Koveshet Yitzro, that he controls all of his Yetzarim, all of his will. For him, he's going to decide when he's going to be awake, when he's going to have Ta'ava, when he's going to need to be, when he needs, when he understands, not when he sees a woman, when his wife came back from the mikveh, I don't know what. All of that means you don't have no control on yourself. No control. You lost your horses. This is it. They ran away. They're in the fields. They're stealing fruits and crops of in other people's fields. You're stealing. You're taking things in power. You're forcing someone to listen to you. You control. You're not merciful. You're vicious. You're cruel. You force a person. And you can do it very gently and very wisely, and it's even worse. And then it's totally wrong. And she feels it inside. This is why women are broken. This is why women are sad and depressed. And raglei yordot mavet, and her legs go down to death. She'd rather to die. There are women that confess that for them to go to the mikveh, it's worse than to go to the guillotine, to die. You can laugh. You laugh because it's hard for you to understand what we're talking about. We're talking about purity. Purity, kedusha. There is no connection to physicality, to the body at all. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's an obligation. You need to be forced to do to keep that mitzvah, like you're forced to wake up in the morning and you wake up, like you have a mitzvah to put tefillin and you put, even if you're dead tired, even if you feel sick, you put tefillin. It's like Shabbos. What can you do? It's Shabbos. You have to prepare everything before Shabbos. Can you choose? Can you think before Shabbos? You cannot choose. You cannot think. It's Shabbos. In 20 minutes, it's Shabbos. No thoughts. The mitzvah of Yichud, to be with your wife, it's a mitzvah, like all of the rest of the mitzvot. It's a mitzvah midoraita, like v'av tal racha kamocha. It's a mitzvah. No place for physicality. No, I want to put my tefillin on my back. I'm sugar. I want to put my tefillin on my leg. You're not allowed to. We have book of rules. We have mitzvot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us through the Chachamim exactly how you're going to serve me. Exactly. And that's the right way. And there is no other way. No explanations. Okay, you're not able to. It's too hard for you. You're falling even worse when you're trying to be strict with yourself and it's too hard for you. Wonderful. There is solutions for this also. Go to the field. Do tshuva on your lackings, on your sins, on your weaknesses, on your downs, on your darkness, on how far you are from Hashem, spiritually and physically. And pray for success. Beg for Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem Yitbarach is going to save you from lasting desires. You're going to see a person kiss his tefillin and hug his tefillin and smell his tefillin. You're going to say, that person is meshuga, patting his tefillin. You're going to say, hey, you need to block him behind bars. This is what that happens to you when you have desires and lusts for women. You lose your mind. You lose control. And you become to be an animal. And this is it. You let the animal control your decisions. Look in a herd of goats, of sheep. You're going to see. The male, he sees a female. This is it. He will break the fence. He will run over the young ones. He doesn't see nothing. This is what that you do. This is what it happens to you when you see someone, a woman, wow, and she, so this and that. It cost her $20 in a bazaar. She put some crazy perfume that crazy Japanese people made only to make you from the cult of the devil. And this is it. And you bought it. She bought it for you. And you went after, you remember that Mickey Mouse, the from the old ones, the first ones, yeah, the Mickey Mouse that is the smell is taking him with his mouth, with his nose, it's just this is what has happened. Oh, you smell a woman. Sugar. What you smell? Something that made you crazy now. This is it. This is a smell. Oh, perfume. Crazy, sugar. Screw that. No connection to purity. No connection to kedusha. On all of the senses, on the sense of eye, of reya, you have bracha. You should say brachot when you see lightnings, when you see chachamim, when you see the western world, when you see Eretz Yisrael, you have brachot. When you see your friend, you have brachot on that sense. On hearing good rumors, you need to say atov ha'metiv, you need to say shechianu, you have to say brachot on that sense. On the smell, you have birkat ha'reach, when you smell besamim,
fruits.
You need to say brachot. On taste, you say shakol, you say mezonot, you have only on chush ha'mishush, I said that.
Sense of feeling.
You don't have no bracha on that. No blessing on nothing that you touch it, and now you need to bless because you touched it. You don't bless when you touch the etrog. You don't bless when you touch that feeling. You bless on the tefillin when you wrap them, when you put them. When you come to say the bracha on the etrog, when you join the etrog to the rest of Arbat Aminim, you say the bracha, not because you touched. Why? Because that is the contamination of the snake. Because in that, there is no tikkun. There is nothing to fix in it. This is the peel. This is something we have to remove. Wow. Right on time.
Absolutely.
Changing the subject. So, we're just about to change the subject. On physicality, on sense of touch, you don't have no blessing on it. And a person is so excited to touch his wife, to hug his wife, to feel the fabric of her new dress. What's going on with you? What's going on with you? There is no holiness in that at all. And also, you think that you respect her. You think that you give her that good feeling. At all not. You establish in her mind, in her faith, that she is a body. That she needs to be thin. That she needs to look good. That she needs to dress nicely. That she needs to look honorable for you. That she needs to be thin. That she needs to have this color and that color. I don't know what. You, by having your lust and desire, you programming your wife to become to be what that you want. If you see that your wife, she's dressing and she wants to look beautiful, it's only because that she saw you looking at other women. And that she knows that beauty affects on you. This is why she's doing all of that effort. To look good for you. Because she saw that it's buying you. And she has to buy you. Because you're her husband. And if she's not going to buy you, someone else is going to buy you. So she cannot stand that. So she's in a war. She's in a battle. And she cannot win that battle. When another 14 becomes to be 15, and another 14 in the next year becomes to be 15, she cannot win. Even if you married her when she was 18, after 10 years she's already 28. And in another 10 she's going to be 38. She lost the game. No surgery in the world is going to bring her to that place that she's going to look 15. In the world, it cannot happen. It will never going to be. Who make her suffer? You. With what? With your lust for women. On that, it's been said, "Le'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzera." You have to make a war. You have to fight with your yetzer not to allow yourself to behave like you behave. I'm saying you only because the English is a very, very bent, crooked language. But I mean to say we. We not allow to let those yetzarim, those bad will, control our minds. You cannot let it control you, because if it controls you, so you become to be it. And it's a very low level. Very, very, very low level. And one sin drags another one. Avera goreret avera. And if you fall to one avera, you don't know which is going to be the next one. You don't have control on that. You just fell. And you don't know where you're going to crush. You don't know what's going to happen. It's like a boulder that goes down from the mountain. So, okay, you sin, you fell. Where it's going to stop, you don't know. You don't know where it's going to stop. Because immediately another one going to make another one fall, and another one like the snow.
Avalanche.
You don't know the size of the destruction. That got one sin, he allowed to himself one thing. You're not allowed. And if you failed, and if you fall, nothing happened. You have a solution. And as fast as you're going to take that solution, you're going to save yourself and your family and your friends from falling. That solution is tshuva. And it's not hard to do tshuva. It's the easiest mitzvah of them all that brings you the biggest solution, biggest reward of them all. Mitzvah tshuva. You just need to go to a quiet place for a moment and to say, Ribono shel olam, I am sorry, I regret. I had lust for my wife, I have lust for women, I looked at that woman, it was not allowed. I had a desire, I had a bad will, I'm sorry. Help me not to fall to that place anymore. When you finish saying those words, the sin will not going to damage you anymore. You should believe in the power of tshuva. If Borei Olam gave us that solution, the solution is tshuva, and Am Yisrael cannot be redeemed in no other solution except of that tshuva. And when they're doing tshuva, immediately miyad hem nigalim, they've been redeemed, been saved. You need to believe in that power. וכל המתחרט על אבונו, and a person that just regrets on his sin, on one sin, מוחלין לו על כל אבונותיו. They erase all of his sin. They forgive him on all of his אבונות. How can it be? How can it be that if I've done תשובה on one thing, they're going to erase another 20,000 sins that I sinned in my life? How can it be? It's not fair. It's not right. People are going to complain. How can it be? It's not right. He's a sinner. For years he's violating and breaking and ruining every verse in the Torah. He's twisting and bending. And now he confessed on one thing and this is it. You're going to erase everything. It's not right. When you do tshuva, you reveal your will. You show your inside to Hashem Yisbarach. And Kudsha Baruch Hu wants your heart. When you show that you changed, that you want to change your ways, it influences on all of your life. It shows that your will is different than all of the other things that you have in your life also. When you show to Hashem Yitbarach that you're ready to do tshuva, that you regret, that you don't like the way that you live, that you want to be better, that you want to be nicer, that you want to be sensitive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that and He opens it on all of your life. And all of your life now looks different. You need to believe in the power of tshuva. A bad tshuva that doesn't believe in the power of tshuva, he doesn't have no reason to keep on being to be called a bad tshuva. You don't believe in the power of tshuva, so what are you doing? What are you doing? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time going to the field. You're wasting your time to learn the rules of Hashem Yitbarach in the Holy Torah. Just waste your time. But if you believe that really tshuva can atone, can bring forgiveness, so go for it. And go for it till the end. To do tshuva on everything that you've done in your life. And don't start with when you were 15 and 16. Start with today. Today. Do tshuva on today. Hashem, today I failed. Hashem, today I didn't guard my eyes. Hashem, today I was thinking bad thoughts. Hashem, forgive me. Hashem, give me strength, give me powers to believe in myself, to believe that you love me enough to forgive me on all of my avonot, if I'm going to keep on doing tshuva. When a person is doing tshuva and he's saying, I done tshuva, he becomes to be from a complete evil person, a tzaddik gamur, a complete righteous man. Tshuva got that power. The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin is saying that if an evil person said before of his chuppah, I'm marrying you, count on the fact that I done a tshuva, that I made tshuva, that I confessed in front of Hashem Yitbarach, he's married. How can he be married? Because he becomes al dat shani tzadik gamur, is saying that I'm complete righteous man because maybe he done tshuva, because tshuva is bringing forgiveness. He's saying, I'm marrying you based on the fact that I'm a complete tzaddik. And we all know that he's evil. We all know that he's stealing. We all know that he's eating treif. We all see him breaking Shabbos. We see him doing everything. We all know that he's a rasha gamur. But he's saying now, we're married. Based on the fact that I'm a complete righteous man, he's married. She's married. Why? Because maybe he done tshuva. Means that if he done tshuva, he is a complete righteous man. It's not Likutei Moharan, it's not Tanya, it's not Baal HaSulam, it's Gemara, Masechet Kiddushin. So now you don't believe that Gemara. You don't believe the Gemara. You don't believe the Gemara that he's saying to you that after that you've done tshuva, you're a complete righteous man. And you keep on chasing yourself and blaming yourself and killing yourself and slaughtering yourself and hating yourself and blaming yourself. Why? You're used to that. So for that you need to work on your habits. You need to take yourself every day to the field and to ask for Hashem Yitbarach for help. Please Hashem, let me serve you with a positive way of thinking, that I'm going to judge myself favorably, right?
First time.
And to believe in yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a chance. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke you up this morning because He loves you. Because He believes in you. This is why you can say to Hashem, Baruch Rabba Emunatecha, your faith is huge. Why? Because Hashem, you have faith in me. Rabba Emunatecha, you believe in me. You believe that I have a chance. The chance depends in your tshuva. How much you believe in the power of your tshuva. And a person can spend all of his life sinning and sinning and sinning and sinning. If in the last day of his life he made tshuva, he done tshuva, they forgive him on all of his avonot. I have to believe in that. Until you're going to believe in that, you cannot complete your tshuva. Because if you don't believe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what are you asking from him? You ask him, forgive me, and you actually tell him, I don't believe you, I don't believe you. I don't count on you, I cannot count on you. You actually tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are strong, but not enough to save me. You're strong enough to help Rav Dro. You're strong enough to help Rav Shalom. You're strong enough to help the rest of my friends. Mamash, I'm happy, I see them. Very righteous, very good, Hashem with them. You reveal your powers, but with me, you're not mercy enough. You don't love me enough. You're thinking bad thoughts on Hashem. But Hashem already forgives you. On all of your sins. Baruch Hashem, he was serving Shama in the palace of the queen for years. He learned English. We had Reuven Levy. Reuven Levy stopped coming to the classes. Now we found a replacement. What can we do? Someone have to fix us. Tuvia, the goodness of Hashem. Goodness of Hashem. Need to believe that Hashem gives us an opportunity, and an opportunity that we can use. That we can use. Something that we can use. If the tshuva, the real purification, was depends in something so hard, climb the Everest, learn all of the Bible by heart, you need to know all Shas, it's not an opportunity, it's not an option, it's not helping us. Adrabah, we're going to be punished or not achieving what that could help us. It's all twisted. It's not right. You have to understand, Hashem made a way that people can walk in. A way to fix yourself, that you're going to be able to fix yourself in the end. If you don't believe in that, if you don't see that, so you're far from understanding Hashem. And like we said before, as much as you're going to be pure from lust for women, your desire, your holy desire to Hashem Yitbarach, going to grow and going to expand. And you're going to want Hashem Yitbarach always. You're going to remember Him while you're eating. You're going to remember Him while you're drinking. You're going to remember Him while you're learning Torah. While you do everything, you're going to want Hashem. But when you're wrapped after lusts, desires, contaminated things, your heart is occupied. It's already somewhere else. You gave your heart. Don't turn to the idols, Rav Shimon said to his students when they saw beautiful women. Idols. Rabbi Akiva. Because it's all faith in Hashem Yisbarach, all faith in idols. If you think that she can make you happy, that she gonna make you happy and satisfied, and it's not Hashem. It's a woman. It's all Isha, Eshet, or Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Thank you. Chazak Baruch.